Trinity is still hammering out the particulars, but essentially, the school incubator will be a 14-month fellowship on school design and leadership. If the university is able to secure enough funding, it will start accepting applications in March and start its first fellowship next summer. The goal is for participants to launch their first schools in the fall of 2020. Sherry Albright chairs the education department at Trinity.
Our hope is that we would partner with school districts, that we would partner with charter management organizations, and that we might even partner with individuals who are looking to come in and try to start a school in this community.
She's leaving next month to take charge of the education nonprofit Raise Your Hand Texas, but will continue to lead the incubator program.
I think anybody would tell you that if you are remaining static, you are falling behind. And I think all of our public school partners know that. And so everyone is pushing toward innovation.
Trinity is developing the school incubator with the help of a more than $400,000 planning grant from the Walton Family Foundation, which also supports groups that want school boards to move away from making policy. Instead, school boards that embrace the portfolio model would hold schools accountable by closing low performers. But Albright says she's not pushing for school boards to take that step because it's not her decision to make.
I'm going to straddle that line because I think it can be a supportive issue in the community. It can be a divisive issue. And I think we would like to stand in a space that is one of support across communities that make that decision or don't.
However, she does see the incubator as a way to tear down some of the walls between charter schools and traditional public schools.
Sometimes I think the rhetoric in this community can get very heated around us versus them. And we hope that this will be a place that people can come together across those different sectors in our educational community.
Some of the lines between charter schools and traditional public schools are already blurred in Texas, thanks in part to state-sponsored initiatives like Districts of Innovation. When districts open schools of innovation, they're exempt from some regulations, just as charter schools are. But the uproar from San Antonio ISD turning an elementary school over to an outside charter management operator shows that strong divisions remain. Camille Phillips, Texas Public Radio News.